I've never known anyone with a dragon. What does he look like?
Just a plain, ordinary dragon.
Welcome back, dragons. Or welcome if this is your first time here. Thank you so much for spending your time with us today. You know, time's the most precious resource we have, and the fact that you're willing to spend some of yours with us is overwhelming, really. It's very humbling, and we never take it for granted. So thank you for being here. If there's been anything in my life I am guilty of, it's overthinking. I'm not really a perfectionist, but I do like to get things right. I like to do the job right the first time out. Charging in, taking action, and doing it without considering the best way to accomplish the goal from multiple angles has never been my strong suit. It could be the intellectual in me who never wants to do something stupid, or it could be the fear of failure in me which never wants to be wrong or to be seen as wrong. What we learn when we think about this process of overthinking is it can be paralyzing. Sometimes making a decision can be far worse than the choice you end up making. There isn't anything wrong with a metered, smart decision, even if it turns out that there was a better choice you could have chosen. The problem occurs when the decision to move forward is held captive to an overanalysis of thought. Sometimes the way is clear and easy to follow. However, most of the time it isn't, and the outcome of the choice looms bigger because we are making an educated guess and we don't really want to choose poorly. I find if we weigh all the possibilities and outcomes and we are still not close to an answer, it can help to think about smaller decisions for direction. Sometimes we don't know where we want to go to dinner or what we want to eat, but we do eventually choose something because going hungry is a far worse outcome than eating something we aren't in the mood for at the moment. Thank you to Seth Godin for that little nugget of wisdom. When thinking over overthinking, consider the cost overanalysis charges you in the big picture of the goal or goals you're trying to accomplish. Attention to detail is so very important. However, when it becomes a productivity killer, we need to choose a path and see where it leads us. As always, you might be plain and you might be ordinary, but you're a dragon, and we can't wait to hear your voice in this world.
When you work as a team, you've got to take